Yeah, he can bend. He can get off the ball. You know, he can still get better as a pass rusher. I mean, that's going to come with time. You know, the kid only played a couple years of high school football. You know, he wasn't a highly recruited kid coming out. So, you know, the upside's there. It's just it's time for him, you know, just put in 100% and, you know, really develop as an outside linebacker, and that's especially for us.
I think, too, the guys just won a lot of games for him. You know, I mean, he's a very, very bright kid. He's playing, coming from a pro-style offense. You know, he's 36-10 as a career starter for him. You know, he's won three Pac-12 championships. He's been the only quarterback, I think, in Stanford history who's been to three Rose Bowl games, too. So you look at his body of work as a whole, and it's really impressive. You know, the guy's figured out a way to win games and, you know, in a pro-style offense. So I thought that was very impressive.
Ohio State, not this past year, 2 years ago. Like I said, that's what caught my attention at first because, you know, over the summer we got to kind of go through and kind of see, you know, where our biggest players are at and kind of what we got to target. And, you know, he was one guy that really jumped off from last year. And you kind of were disappointed, you know, going into this year, but that Ohio State game last year really opened some eyes.
You talk to Dave Tobin. Dave Tobin's been around the league. He compares it to Devin Hester in terms of return ability. From what I've seen, he's probably the best returner I've done since I've been in the NFL. Just the elite explosiveness. So I'm going on 7 years.